Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. My name is Bacardia. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
How may I help you?
So I work at the hospital, so I work on campus, and I'm having, like, my yearly bout of seasonal allergies, so I couldn't go into work, and my employers are saying that I need to call you guys to see, like, to talk about getting paid leave.
Oh, wait. Say it one more time.
So I work on campus, and right now I have allergies, so I can't go into work. And they have to take a bunch of precautions, you know, so they're having me call you guys.
I think they may have given you the wrong number. This line here is strictly for testing sites only.
Okay.
I'm not
so
sure.
So this is not like the general COVID hotline?
No, I'm just only for testing sites.
Oh, okay. But is there a COVID hotline? Just someone to speak to? Because my only instructions were call the COVID hotline, whatever that might be.
Not that I know of. I mean, I have a CDC line number I can look up for you.
Sure. If you think that's like a general COVID line, I'm not sure.
Let me see if I can find a number for you.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. I have a 232, I'm sorry, it's a 1-800 number.
Okay, hold on, let me write this down.
232-4636.
Okay.
You could possibly try that number.
All right. Thank you for your help.
No problem, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.